Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of There's a Walk for That. Here we are at the start of another brand new year. And if you're listening right now and thinking about how you can feel healthier, calmer and happier without piling on complicated resolutions or unrealistic plans, then this episode is just for you. This week and next week, the show is a little different. I'm sharing a special two-part New Year series built around my free 7-day walking challenge. Because when it comes to building a new habit, walking is one of the simplest and most powerful changes that you can make. I began walking every day in October 2022 after a 5-day hiking holiday unexpectedly cured my recurrent back pain and aching joints. The change was profound. Walking every day didn't just ease my physical symptoms, it transformed my health, my mood, and my overall happiness. About 30 days in, the calm and joy that I felt on my walks began to spill into everyday life. I became more emotionally resilient, better able to handle challenges without losing my temper or sinking into low moods. 6 weeks later, I noticed something else. Clothes that had sat unworn for years finally fit again. No dieting, no scales, just daily walking. 2 years on, and I walked 1,200 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats, raising £25,000 for a charity called Dementia Adventure. The only thing that had changed in all of that was this simple daily habit of walking every day. At first, I wondered, is this just me? Or could walking really be this powerful for everyone? That question sent me digging into the science, and what I discovered was reassuring and exciting. There's a strong and growing body of evidence showing that regular walking supports physical health, mental well-being, creativity, and longevity. So across these two episodes, I'm going to guide you through the foundations of a daily walking habit and introduce you to the 7 walks that make up the challenge, including the Stress Buster Walk, the Light Bulb Walk, the Wonder Walk, the Explorer, the Connector, and the Gratitude Walk. Each one of these walks is designed to support your body, calm your mind, and bring more joy, connection, and meaning into everyday life. This two-part series is accompanied by a free set of resources to help you walk along with me, including short videos, audio, transcripts, a workbook, and a printable journal and walk tracker, so you can really notice the changes as they happen. I've made it very simple to find everything. Just head to @feelgoodwalk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack. Tap the link tree and you can join the challenge there. And if you'd like even more inspiration, don't forget to revisit my Christmas special episodes, Keep Calm and Walk and Walking into 2026, where expert guests share powerful insights into the physical and mental health benefits of walking. I'm going to share all of that good stuff with you. But don't worry, this isn't about complicated routines or information overload. There's really just one thing to focus on. Walk today, walk tomorrow, walk every day. That's the habit that we're going to build together, because it's a habit that brings better health, a clearer mind, and more happiness. Not someday, but every single day. And that brings us perfectly to our first step, setting yourself up for success. At this time of year, we're often sold the idea that change has to come from a grand gesture, a new gadget, a new app, a brand new version of ourselves. But real change usually doesn't work like that. It happens quietly, consistently, step by step, through simple things that we can actually sustain. Walking is one of those things. It's natural, accessible, something our bodies already know how to do. So as we head into the music, let's just take a moment to reflect on the small, consistent steps that we can take that add up to a huge transformation. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. In previous shows, I've been talking with guest experts about the mental and physical health benefits of walking. And if you'd like a roundup of this year's conversations, you can catch my two Christmas specials, Keep Calm and Walk, which explores walking as a way of easing stress, recovering from burnout, and calming the nervous system, and Walking into 2026, which looks at walking, weight loss, and physical health. But here's the thing, knowing that walking every day is good for you and actually doing it, well, those are two very different things. And that's why I've created these two special episodes to celebrate the new year, focused not on the theory, but on the practical business of creating and maintaining a consistent walking habit. No grand gestures, no fancy gadgets, just simple, realistic steps that fit into your real life. It's a free 7-day challenge, and you can find all the additional resources if you go to @feelgoodwalk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack, and just look for my link tree. So let's begin with day one of the challenge. And this is all about setting yourself up for success. There's a great quote from Benjamin Franklin: if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And when it comes to changing habits, he absolutely nailed it. Human beings resist change. Even when our current situation isn't great, the familiar feels safe. To build a new habit, like walking every day, we have to step outside that comfort zone. We have to get a little bit unreasonable. And our secret weapon is planning. Here are some of the reasons that might stop you from walking. And P.S. how do I know? It's because they stop me. I don't have time. I'm too busy. It's raining. I don't have the right shoes or coat. It's so boring. There's nowhere near me to walk. I just don't feel like it. I'd rather watch Netflix. I'm sure you've got plenty more. And here's the thing. Those reasons all feel very real, and that's okay. But until we plan around them, they'll just keep us stuck. Since I started walking every day, I've learned my most common reasons for not walking, and I've developed simple strategies to stop them in their tracks. Let me share the top three. Reason number one, I don't have time. Walking is slow, and that's actually part of its magic. It's an antidote to the high-speed intensity of modern life. But yes, at first it can feel hard to find even 20 or 30 minutes a day. So here's my biggest tip: schedule your walks. Never leave them to chance. Life will definitely get in the way. I spend a few moments every Sunday looking at my diary for the week ahead and deciding when my walks will happen. Once they're in the diary, that's it. Rain or shine, I walk. Reason number two, the weather. I'd love to walk, but it's raining. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's snowing. If you're waiting for the perfect Goldilocks day, not too hot, not too cold, you won't be walking much. You know, walking every day has completely changed how I experience weather. Rain, frost, wind, sunshine, none of it is good or bad. It's just weather, and there is beauty in all of it. That said, being wet and cold isn't fun, so plan for it. You don't need expensive gear. A simple rain poncho and waterproof trousers can make all the difference. And check the weather forecast. Maybe you shift your walk to lunchtime or wait until the rain passes. Planning removes those excuses. Reason number three, it is so boring. Sometimes I just don't feel like walking the same old route. So I make it interesting. I listen to audiobooks. I forage, not necessarily food, but for beauty. Pine cones, leaves, stones. I take photos. Suddenly a familiar walk becomes full of detail and wonder. The more you look, the more you see. So if you like the idea of trying to walk every day, I'd invite you to take a moment to look at your diary right now. Schedule your walks for the next 7 days. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever feels doable. This isn't about distance, and it's not about speed. It's about consistency. Walk at a pace that feels comfortable. If you get tired, sit down, rest. Be mindful. And remember, listen to your body. If there's any reason you feel you might need to check with your doctor before walking every day, then please do so. At the same time, it's important to remember that most of today's lifestyle-related health issues do not come from moving too much. They come from being sedentary, from moving too little. Sitting is the new smoking. Our bodies evolved to walk. When you walk, you're doing exactly what your body is designed to do. So don't push yourself too hard. Pain is not gain, it's just pain, and we don't want it. Walk at around 80% of your comfort limit every day, and you'll soon notice your fitness improving, gently but surely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That, the show where we explore the myriad health benefits of the humble daily walk. You're listening to the first of a two-part series designed to help you create a daily walking practice that can transform your health, mental clarity, peace of mind, and happiness. It's based on my free 7-day walking challenge. So far, we've covered day one, which is all about the planning. We focused on setting up your habit and scheduling your walks, the foundation for a consistent and sustainable daily practice. Now it's time to put that plan into action with the day two resources. This is where we start our first walk, and it's called the Stress Buster Walk. This one is all about moving mindfully through nature, noticing your surroundings, and letting your body and mind relax. As always, don't forget that all the accompanying resources, videos, audio, transcripts, workbook, the printable walk journal, and tracker are all available at Feel Good Walk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack. Just tap the link tree to get everything you need to join in. And we're going to take a sneaky peek right now at the day two audio from the 7-day challenge that introduces the Stress Buster Walk and shows you how to make it part of your daily practice. And I'm really excited about today because it's when I get to introduce to you the first of our 7-day challenge walks, and that is the Stress Buster Walk. So why are we doing this first? Well, partly the time of year. So we've just had Christmas and New Year, and statistically, these are incredibly stressful times for people. Now, you may have had the most relaxed time ever, and I hope you did. But even if you did, I bet there are times when you get stressed. In fact, I think it's almost seems normal in today's modern society that we should get stressed. It's like a sign that we're working hard and that we're striving and that we're meeting our goals and so on. But the problem with stress is that if we are stressed every single day and that stress never goes away, it catches up with us. It will express itself in our bodies as anxiety, as depression, as heart disease, as heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, interrupted sleep, weight gain, poor focus and memory. The list goes on and on. Our bodies are beautiful machines, and stress is not something that they cope well with. And what does society normalise as a response to stress? Well, binge watching Netflix, drinking a glass of wine or two, overeating on rich foods, shopping. Now listen, I've got nothing against any of these activities. It's just that they won't cure your stress. They will hide your stress, they'll mask your stress, but they won't cure your stress. And what I want to do is find a solution for your stress that actually takes it away. There's so much science that actually measures how a daily walk can reduce stress, particularly when you're walking in nature. And so the Stress Buster Walk is all about walking in nature and connecting with nature. How? I want us to really be mindful about the nature that is surrounding us when we're on our walk. This is how I do it. Firstly, I look at the sky. To me, the sky is always a never-ending miracle. It's always so beautiful, even if it's just plain grey. Number two, use your sense of smell. Now, we don't really use our sense of smell that much, except when we're cooking and eating. But go for a smell walk. It sounds really weird, but it's really, really fun. So as soon as you step outside your door, just literally have a little smell. See what you can smell. And as you go along your walk and as you enter the park, keep on smelling. It sounds really, really weird, but you will really smell beautiful things. Like you'll smell the wet earth or maybe some grass or the leaves. The next thing I would think about is using your sense of touch. If there are trees where you are, then just go and touch the bark. I find if I put my hand up against a tree, when I normally do it like this, I normally do it with two hands, and I literally just rest them on the bark, and I get this sense of power and massive peace in my belly. That's just what happens for me. I don't know if it'll happen for you, but I'd love you to try. And I know you might think, yeah, but Harriet, I'm going to be in my local park. There's going to be people all around me. They're going to think, what is she doing or what is he doing? But listen, don't worry. What's more important, your concerns about what other people may or may not be thinking, or what you're feeling and what you're doing to actually reduce your stress and to find a calm peace of mind. So in a nutshell, this is day two. Number one, schedule your Stress Buster Walk if you haven't already done that. Number two, have a look at your day two workbook. Number three, before you go for your Stress Buster Walk, give yourselves 2 minutes just to scan your mind, your emotions, your body, to see how you're feeling and note it down in your walk journal or in your notebook. Number four, go on your Stress Buster Walk. So this could be 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour. It's up to you. Number five, when you come back, again, quickly scan your mind, your emotions, your body. Have there been any changes? Pop them down on your walk journal or your notebook. And that's it. Then we can look forward to day three. Have an amazing Stress Buster Walk, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. And you're listening to the first of a two-part series based on my free 7-day walking challenge. It's designed to help you create a daily walking practice that can transform your health, your mental clarity, peace of mind, and happiness. So far, we've covered day one, all about prep and planning, and day two, the nervous system reset of the Stress Buster Walk. But did you know that walking can boost creativity, problem solving, and productivity? And that brings us to day three of the challenge. It's what I call the light bulb walk. Hi, and welcome to day three of your walking challenge. Now, day one was all about the preparation. Day two was about the Stress Buster Walk. So, did you go on your Stress Buster Walk? If you did, congratulations. You're well on the way to starting a daily habit that will revolutionize your health and your happiness. If you didn't do your Stress Buster Walk, don't sweat it. Just start today with the light bulb walk. So why do I call it the light bulb walk? Well, there's lots of research from science that shows that we think more creatively when we're walking than we do when we're sitting down. If you're like me and you spend a lot of time working at your computer, then you'll know that feeling when you get really stuck on a project. What do you do in that moment when you're getting really stuck in your work? Do you go and make a cup of coffee? Do you reach for the biscuits? Do you just pull your hair out? Do you just feel really tense and frustrated? Whatever it is you do, I want to suggest you do something new, and that is go and have a light bulb walk. Now, this needn't be a full 45-minute hour walk. This can literally be a 10-minute brisk walk. So you can afford that time to nip out from your desk and take that walk. Now, the great thing about taking a light bulb walk is that not only do you revitalize your mind and hopefully come back with some fresh ideas, but also you give your body an opportunity to stretch out from its sitting position, because we're not designed to sit, and that's how we get all that backache, knee ache, hip ache. So the light bulb walk refreshes your mind and it also refreshes your body. So let's get into it. How do we do the light bulb walk? Well, number one, you'll know by now, have you scheduled your walk? This is the most important thing to do. If you don't schedule your walk in your diary, it will probably never happen. So right now, go to your diary, schedule your walk. Number two, have a look at your course handbook, day three. You'll have more information about the light bulb walk, including the icons from our culture who included a daily walk as part of their work schedule every single day. And it also goes into some of that science in a bit more detail. Number three, a couple of minutes before you go out for your walk, look at your walk journal and just have a look at the prompt, how are you feeling today? And it's asking you, are you stuck on anything? So have a little think, are you stuck on anything work-wise, emotionally? It really could be anything. Anywhere where you just feel you're not making progress, have a quick note. And then go on your walk. One little tip about walking that really, really makes a difference to the vitality you feel when you get back. Don't put your hands in your pockets. I know it's really, really tempting, especially if it's a cold, windy day. We kind of put our hands in our pockets and we get all scrunched up like this. That is not good for the light bulb walk, or in fact, for any walk. You need to have your arms loosely at your side and just swing them as you walk, as you would do very, very naturally. So make sure you're swinging your arms. So don't take a bag with you unless it's a rucksack. The reason why this is so important is that it relaxes the vagus nerve that runs all the way through our body. And as that nerve relaxes, that's what helps all the different parts of our brain start communicating with each other again. And that's where you get the light bulb moments. So number four, when you get back, again, look at your course workbook journal and have a little think, how do you feel now you've come back from your walk? Do you feel mentally revitalized? Do you feel physically relaxed? Did you have any ideas? What happened? So pop that down in your journal. And it's important to do that just so that at the end of the 7 days challenge, you can really have a look and see how your walks have impacted your physical and your mental well-being. Because I promise you, if you don't write it down, you will forget. You'll forget how revolutionary this is. So write it down. That's it. That is your light bulb walk. So have lots of fun with that. Remember to swing your arms. And I hope you have lots of amazing creative thoughts. Bubble up.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Right, so I am going for a light bulb walk. It's about 7:30 at night and it's winter, so it's dark. But that doesn't matter for the light bulb walk, because this walk is not about being mindful of nature. It's about kind of walking pretty briskly and for not very long, but just to clear your mind, to relax your nervous system, to stretch out your body. So it's just what I need right now, because I've been sitting at my desk for the past 3.5 hours. I've actually been producing this week's episode of There's a Walk for That. And so I just need to stretch my legs out and kind of reset. This light bulb walk for me, it's a little bit like, you know, when you're at a posh restaurant and they give you palate cleansers, you know, you have like a sort of like a lemon sorbet or something to cleanse your palate between all of the courses. Well, I think of the light bulb walk as kind of like a palate cleanser, but it's a palate cleanser for the brain. You can tell those cars just passing me. I'm not in a beautiful natural environment. I'm just walking down my street in London, as I say, at night time. It's actually really fresh. The wind is really, or the air is really cool on my face. It's really waking me up and refreshing me. I live on a hill, so I'm walking up the hill, which is why I might sound a little bit out of breath, and I'm sort of walking quite briskly. So I don't really have any massive things to think about right now. It's just, as I say, cleansing the palate of my mind, giving my mind and my body a rest, so that when I return to my desk in 5 minutes' time, I'm refreshed and I can think clearly and positively about the next aspect of the work that I need to do. It's quite nice, actually, because we've just had Christmas and everyone's got their Christmas lights still out. So as I'm walking down my road, I'm looking at these pretty lights. Wow. There's one house. I'm just crossing the road. There's a big house on the corner. It's got, hang on, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4 stories. And all the lights are on, but no one's closed their curtains. It looks, I'm actually going to take a photo. It looks like a doll's house that you can kind of see into. The sky is, gosh, how do I describe that? It's not really black. Blue-black. I think I'd call it blue-black, because it's London, you know, there's a lot of light pollution, so it's kind of blue-black. And all these pretty houses with their lights glowing. Yeah, it's really lovely. I'm so glad I came out for my light bulb walk. I want to suddenly come up with a thought so that I can prove that that we do get great thoughts when we're walking, but we'll see. Maybe I'll get a great thought. At the moment, my only thought is I'm really enjoying this, and it's really, I feel revitalized. That's the word. I feel energized, revitalized. I feel happy. And I've been walking for about 5 minutes, nearly got to the end of the road now, and I'm just going to turn tail and walk back in. And that's it. That's your light bulb walk. Literally 10 minutes. Okay, I'm turning back now. Gosh, my fingers are cold. Forgot to put my gloves on. But even that I'm enjoying, because I know I'll be home soon. I think what's nice about walking, what I enjoy about it is that you become very aware of your senses. So obviously sight, everything that you see, but also how your skin feels, you know, the feel of the air on your face, the feel of the air temperature on your fingers when it's cold like this. The sounds, even in an urban environment, they may not be what you call beautiful sounds, but they're part of our world. And I try and listen to sounds without judgment, because basically I found that brings me joy. Whereas if I, for example, hear traffic and then I think, oh, I wish there wasn't any traffic, then I get myself into a state of negativity, like I'm wishing that things are not as they actually are. Whereas if I just think, that's the sound of a car, it's passing me. And sometimes when I focus on that, it's actually really interesting, because then I hear the increase of the sound as the car comes closer, and then the decrease of the sound as the car moves away. And that's quite interesting. Here it comes. Here's another one. So you can hear the movement of the car. You can hear that. There's a scientific word for it, isn't it? I can't remember what it is. And it's almost like an exercise for your ears to really focus on the noise of the car and not to worry about whether you think it's nice or not. Don't worry about that. Just focus on the actual sound without judgment. And that's an incredibly freeing activity. Sounds daft, but it really is. It makes you feel really free, and it frees you from negativity about what's happening in your environment. And I think those of us who live in very urban environments, sometimes it is easy to be negative about the noise and the pollution and the dirt, etc. But hey, obviously, if we can do our bit to keep our place nice, then of course we do that. But also, I think there's something to be said for accepting what is and not being sent into a negative spiral. Okay, I think that's my thought. I think that is my light bulb thought. Maybe it's a light bulb experience, just the hearing of that traffic, the hearing of the car, the focusing in on that. That's given me a learning, which is when you accept what is without judgment, actually you begin to see the miracle in what is. And I guess that's what I saw, was the kind of miracle of how sound acts, displayed by the car as it approaches and then drives off. That's probably enough burbling for me, right? So I hope you all go and have a light bulb walk. Remember, it's literally, it can be 10 minutes. Walk as briskly as you're able. You know, don't go crazy, but, you know, something that's fairly brisk for you. Just see what happens. Gosh, I must say my back feels better. It was beginning to feel a bit tight because I've been sitting at my desk, but it's loosening up. I can feel it stretching out, which is great. Okay, over and out from the light bulb walk. That brings us to the end of part one of this two-part New Year walking special. Next week, we'll continue the journey as we explore days 4 to 7 of the 7-day walking challenge, including the Wonder Walk, the Explorer, the Connector, and the Gratitude Walk. These are walks designed to deepen the habit, lift your mood, and help you experience walking not just as exercise, but as a source of joy, connection, and meaning. And I can't wait to share them with you. In the meantime, don't forget to download the free challenge resources. You'll find everything via my link tree. Just search at Feel Good Walk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack. And remember, you don't need to overthink this. You don't need special kit or perfect conditions. Just step outside and walk. One walk today, another tomorrow, and let the habit build gently. So until next week, lace up your shoes, take a deep breath, and go for a walk. Happy walking to everybody.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.